Namaste and welcome to episode 5 of Smiles with Vatsal Mehta. I'm your host, Vatsal Mehta, and today's episode is on escaping the culturescape. So, first of all, what is a culturescape? This is a term which stems from the word culture, almost like the rules, or as the author of the Code of the Extraordinary Mind, Vishen Lakhiani, calls them brules, meaning bullshit rules that a group of people live by. So essentially, the culturescape refers to the tangled web of limiting beliefs or ideas or policies or rules that are made up but still hold true to this day and age. In this episode, I will share with you how you can practically escape or break the culturescape through an instance from the life of an individual who was one of the pioneers in the personal computer revolution, and how by doing that you can start to identify the beliefs that no longer serve you and replace them with different beliefs and ideas that you want to live by, those which truly make your existence worthwhile on this planet for yourself and for the people around you. Along with that, I'll also share with you a technique which would help you quickly eliminate the beliefs of the culturescape that you've been holding onto and form new beliefs that enhance, serve, and fuel your life in ways that function for your greater good. Now, let me share with you the powerful words of the individual who was the pioneer in personal computer revolution, and that is none other than Steve Jobs. In 1994, Steve Jobs shared something truly remarkable when he was interviewed by the Santa Clara Valley Historical Association on how we can potentially transcend the culturescape and influence our life so that we can live it to the fullest. In the interview, Steve remarked that when we grow up, we tend to get told that the world is the way it is, and that our life is just to live our life inside the world, trying not to bash into the walls too much, trying to have a nice family life, having fun, saving a little money. He says that that's a very limited life, and that life can be much broader once we discover one simple fact about it. And that is, everything around us that we call life was made up by people that were no smarter than us, and that we can change it, we can influence it, we can build our own things that other people can use. He continues by saying that that's probably the most important thing, to shake off this erroneous notion that life is there and we're just going to live in it, versus embracing it, changing it, improving it, and making your mark upon it. He concluded that once we learn that, we would want to change life and make it better, because it's kinda messed up in a lot of ways. And once we get that, we'll never be the same again. Now that's a piece of wisdom right there. You see, culturescape is something that is designed by us to keep us safe, but in the world we live in today, we don't really need these made-up rules which limit our perception of reality. Instead, we need to replace these limiting beliefs and ideas and infuse in its place a broader perspective towards the world. Let me give you an example. Let's take, for instance, the college brule, and it is that society tells us that we need a college degree in order to be successful. But not only does a college degree not guarantee us anything, it can actually sometimes hinder our success by weighing us down with huge debts. Some of the most brilliant minds behind well-known companies, including Steve Jobs, were able to transcend this particular culture scape and realize they didn't need a college degree to be radical innovators, successful businessmen, and passionate leaders. However, it's not necessary that you must do that as well. They transcended the limiting beliefs of the culture scape, which they thought didn't serve them anymore. You can analyze and find your own beliefs that you feel you need to transcend in order to show up as the best possible version of yourself to life every single day. And I will tell you how you can find these beliefs for yourself, which are holding you down in some form or other, with a simple tool. But just before that, let's dig a little deeper on how the culture scape influences the world around us. Now, Vishen, the author of the book The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, shares, and I quote him, "The world that we exist in is really a world that is happening cognitively in our minds, based on beliefs, ritual, culture, social indoctrination, and what our mom and our dad and our media and our priests and our teachers and our preachers tell us to be, do, and think." But oftentimes, we don't see that because, like a fish swimming in water, we don't realize that the rules in which we live life are not necessarily true for everyone else. They are only true for us because of our conditioning. Now, the problem with the culture scape is that many people believe that it's real, and thus they become a victim of the culture scape. The things that happen to them severely influence them. The world begins to happen to them. Now, the interesting thing is, Alan Watts said, "None of this stuff is real. Marriage, religion, God, mindfulness, none of these exist. They are simply ideas in our head. Everything that we often label as a thing only exists because it is a noun in our heads." When you go deep into that philosophy, you start to see that illusion. And this is what happens next. You go into what is generally an awakening. That's so beautifully explained by Vishen. So if you just become aware of the aspects of your life governed by the culture scape, you will notice that more than half of your life functions based on these made-up beliefs and rules. And so now, how do you transcend these rules and beliefs in order to show up as the best possible version of yourself to life every single day and not be restrained by the limiting construct that we've built up? Here comes in the technique to do so. And that technique is something which I like to term as holistic questioning. This is a really simple technique, yet it can help you figure out what really is holding you back in terms of beliefs and transcend them by restoring them with different beliefs that serve for your highest good. So in order to implement this technique, firstly, you need to analyze the set of beliefs that are holding you back in various aspects of your life. For instance, in my case, one of the limiting beliefs that I held on to was that working hard led to a successful life. That's just another rule that we've made up. So now, You've identified the belief. You've become aware and conscious of it. That's the first step. Next, what you do is question that belief. Like for example, I would question it as, why did I believe that working hard leads to a successful life? And if the answer to that is because I've been told or conditioned to think and believe so, then you know it is a rule and you must restore it with a belief that serves you. So I replaced my belief of working hard with that of serendipity, which means that I started to believe that everything that I ever want to achieve in my life flows to me at the right time and synchronicities with the inspired action I take. So once you do this, you will gradually begin to escape and break out of the culturescape and experience a massive shift in your life, as I did when I replaced my belief. I experienced that the right resources, right people, right things, and right circumstances just began to align up for me as I shifted my perception from that of hard work to that of serendipity. This example reminds me of a poem by Rumi, and it goes, "When I run after what I think I want, my days are a furnace of distress and anxiety. If I sit in my own place of patience, what I want flows to me without any pain. From this, I understand that what I want also wants me, is looking for me and attracting me. There is a great secret in this for anyone who can grasp it." Hence, once you become aware and holistically start questioning these beliefs, you start to realize that you have been unconsciously holding on to them, which ultimately were keeping you from showing up as your best self. And doing so will also equip you with a new perspective towards these beliefs, which serve for your betterment. So, now you've got the tool to escape the culturescape. Now let's see what happens when you do so and how the society might react to it. Once you begin to show up as your authentic self, free from the culturescape, you start to challenge those previous rules of the past. And that might actually disturb some people who expect you to function according to those rules and might even consider you to be crazy or weird. That's okay, because they are still part of that conventional belief system, aka the culturescape. An interesting way to look at it is by taking it as a compliment that you are making progress on jumping out of the culturescape. Consider this, the best people I know, including myself, are constantly evaluating and improving themselves based on their perception towards things. And when this happens, you go through a sort of an awakening, in juxtaposition to the people who are still a victim of the cultural conditioning, who seem to evaluate and judge others, because life happens to them instead of happening for them. Now, you might have noticed that these people who are still a victim of the culturescape might be facing a tough time letting go of these beliefs. And that is because they fail to understand that a big part of becoming an adult is unlearning a lot of crap taught by people who didn't know what they were doing either. like the absolute crap that Donald Trump says in his speeches. Thus, to do something truly great, you must escape, or so to say, break the culturescape and start shifting your belief system from within the culturescape to that of lifescape, where the beliefs you form serve and work for your highest good rather than working against you. That is all for today. Thank you so much for your time. If you found this podcast of even the tiniest help to you in any way, please share it with a friend who you think needs to escape the culturescape. Stay tuned for the next episode of Smiles with Vatsal Mehta. Until then, I wish that you always stay happy, keep smiling, live totally, and love beyond measure. Peace.